This is a five-step meditation practice. The first step is to find comfort and stability while you are sitting. So take as much time as you need. Make sure that you're comfortable and at the same time, stable. Once you find this, then take your awareness to the breath. Establish a diaphragmatic breathing that is smooth, no jerks, no pauses, no gaps between the inhale and the exhale and the inhale. The breath is seamless. Once you've established this breath that is smooth, even, seamless, and quiet, we will scan the body to make sure you're not holding tension anywhere that you don't need to. So start at the crown of your head. Move down through the face. Notice the neck. Be aware of the shoulders, the elbows, the wrists, and even the tips of the thumbs and fingers. And then move back up from the fingertips through the wrists, the elbows, the shoulders, and the area of the throat. From here, scan the torso, the area of the heart, the abdomen, and the pelvis. Make sure you're comfortable and relaxed. And yet stable. Notice the hip joints, the knees, the ankles, and the tips of the toes. Release any tension. The Yoga Sutras describe this as Prayatna Shaitilya. Effort without tension. Again, start at the toes, go through the ankles, the knees, the hip joints. And then from here, be aware of the root of your spine, the tailbone. Travel up the tailbone, from the tailbone up the spine. To make sure that you're not holding tension in the low back, but that you're steady and stable. And then from the low back to the mid back. From the mid back, notice the heart spine, the heart back area. Relax the shoulders. Let the spine be stable and yet comfortable. And then from there, move into the area of the neck, spine. Relax the neck. Find the perfect place for you to be stable between the neck and the skull, this home of space in the body. Let there be space. And then move your awareness back to the center of the mind. From here, follow the exhalation out through the nostrils. Follow the inhalation from the tip of the nose up through the nostrils to the center of the mind. Establish your awareness here. We lose prana when our awareness is scattered, goes elsewhere. We gather our awareness and couple it with the breath that's moving through the nostrils. Each inhale we follow, again and again, being aware of that which guides the breath, the prana. Each inhale, and prana again guides each exhale from the center of the mind out through the nostrils. We are acutely aware of this, but we're bringing no tension to our awareness. We are aware of how the breath touches the inside skin of the nostrils, how the prana passes deep into the center of the mind, below the crown. We're aware of that pranic movement as it begins its journey of exhalation from the center of the mind out through the nostrils. Gradually, we begin to become more aware of the subtle movement of prana, the vibration of prana as it moves through the channels through the nostrils. There's a vibration with this subtle movement. That vibration is the sound so on the inhale. Hum on the exhale. The entire inhalation vibrating with the sound so. The entire exhalation subtly vibrating with the sound hum. We mentally repeat this sound, linking it to the breath. So on the inhale, hum the entire exhale. This links our awareness to the subtle sounds of the breath. Each time you inhale with the sound so, prana is moving deep into the center of the mind, adding to the pranic field that is always there. Each time you exhale, the vibration hum, removing subtle dust, haze that has collected, causing your inner light to be clouded. Every inhale, moving prana deeper into the center of the mind. Every exhale, releasing the clouds, the haze that has collected. Being aware of the subtle sound of the breath. There may be a point where the luminosity from the field at the center of the mind has become so great that awareness no longer wants to leave with the breath, but is drawn deeper and deeper into this field of luminosity, this field of light, this pranic field that is gathered at the center of the mind. If this happens, then simply rest your awareness here in that pranic field, continuing to listen to the sound, so hum, but it's no longer linked to the breath. That mantra, that sound, that vibration is now right at the center of the mind, right in the field, enhanced by the luminosity, by the prana that's there. Simply rest your awareness here, being aware of so hum as the mantra, mentally repeating this sound, free from the movement of the breath. Let your awareness rest deeper in the field of prana. Let your awareness rest in the vibration of so hum. If you lose this mental awareness, bring your awareness back to the breath moving through the nostrils. This is the easiest place to unite prana and awareness. As you inhale, nourish the mind, soul. As you exhale, soften the haze, hum. Once you feel again like you're ready to rest the mind in the luminous field, simply stay there with your awareness. Again, at this point, the mantra is not linked to the breath, but you're resting in the field of prana, and so hum is enhanced by that pranic field. See if you can rest one more minute with the sound so hum right at the center of the mind. Let its vibration take you deeper into the subtle realm of your own mind. When you feel complete, bring your hands to your heart. Honor the inner guide, the inner teacher. That teacher is the only one that can take you deeper. And then as you're ready, you can continue your practice or open your eyes and go on about your day.